Your call is now live.
Hey, Shane, appreciate that wonderful radio voice, by the way. Don't know if I've ever said that to you, but you have such an awesome voice. Okay, well, hello, everybody. So glad to have you here. This is our last class. This is the last time that we're going to be together, at least in a closing class, at least for a short period of time, if we choose to engage in this kind of a relationship again. I, first of all, want to say I'm very grateful for the time that we've had together. And it's gone by so very fast. And I also wanted to give a special shout out to those of you who were in Dallas, Texas. It was a powerful weekend, so many powerful stories. I don't know if you had heard, if you were there, but we had one of our newer clients, Michael, and his wife, Sherry Summers, who came to the San Diego event. And in their first 4 weeks, leaving that very first event, made over $880,000. And that's not a typo or a misspoken term. I've confirmed it. I've actually talked to them. They literally increased in 4 weeks, $880,000. And he's in the construction field. And so they've had a massive, massive explosion happen in their business. And so it was amazing to see this couple who hadn't even finished out their first year yet and yet already had that kind of an increase in their business. And then so many others. We had so many amazing testimonials that were up on stage, and it was a phenomenal weekend. But what I want to tell you is what you guys have done this month has really been phenomenal. I'm really, really impressed with these numbers. And I want to give you the numbers for what you just did last week. And again, for some of you, it was a short week because there was a lot of you that were in Dallas. But some of you that were not. So some of you had a really short week, like 4 days, 3 days of a work week, in some cases 2 days, because you came to the Dallas event. And so even with it being a very short week, and even though there has been some people that have been removed from the class, due to not getting their homework in, not following directions, and we made those requirements up front from the very beginning that this is a working class. This wasn't just me talking and teaching, but this is a working class, and that homework was going to be required every week. So when people missed two of their assignments, they were asked to leave the class with no refund and no access to the MP3. So even with just 58 people reporting their numbers, and of those numbers, many of them were a short week, you guys still managed to do 2,900 dials, 488 conversations, 223 presentations, a total of 76 closes out of those 223 presentations. So 76 people were closed. Total income for the entire group was $46,006.50. That was our largest week yet. Again, $46,006.50. Giving us a grand total for this 4 weeks that we've been tracking your dials, tracking your income and your closes, obviously. Let's go through the numbers, and I would highly recommend writing these down, because once you look what a difference has been made in just 30 days with a focus group of less than 100 people in a class. The total amount of dials for the entire 4 weeks that we've been working together was 23,132. Total conversations are 3,200 conversations. It's a lot of people hearing about a product or service or a business. 1,219 presentations that were done in the last 4 weeks. Total closes was 455. So as you can see, it's over a 30%, about 33% closing ratio, a little more than that, actually. More than 33% closing ratio was the average closing ratio for the entire group, which is really amazing. Really, really amazing. Total income for these 4 weeks that you've been reporting your actions to me, meaning the dials that resulted in presentations, that resulted in closes, and how much you made from closing those deals, the actual commission that you made from closing those deals, total income for the entire class is $134,457.85 in a single month. Dang. That has made a difference in the economy. In this case, the world economy, because we have people from all over the world that are tapping into these classes that we've been doing. So $134,000 of income was generated for this team, this small group of people that we've been gathering. Those are results. Those are staggering results, to be honest with you. I'm really impressed with what you've done with your skill. I'm impressed with what you've done with your numbers. And this has been a worthwhile effort for us to engage in a relationship in this way. Also wanted to let you know who, for the final week, has led the class in the categories that we've been tracking. We've got the most dialed cold market is Michael Titus with 380, Natalie Rodriguez with lukewarm market with 180, and Dallas Davies with 89 for warm market. The most conversations would be Clara Poplinski, who her and I talked, I think, last time that we did the class. Actually, she's in the prospecting class. She had the most cold market, and mind you, Clara is in her 80s. She had 24 conversations with cold market. Lukewarm market was Natalie Rodriguez with 17. Warm market was Lindsay Krause with 65. That's a lot of warm market conversations. Really, really proud of you. Third category is brought to the most presentation. So presentations, Clara Poplinski with 12 with cold market, Natalie Rodriguez with 12 for lukewarm, and Paige Knopf with 23. And then most people brought in to as a business associate, Belinda Pierce with 6, Karen Leiker with 1 with lukewarm market, and Daniel Finster with 2. And then as far as clients, product clients, retail customer, cold market was Lori with 1, Natalie Rodriguez with 6, Daniel Finster with 2. So it was a good week. Those are some really fabulous numbers, really, really fabulous numbers. So what I want to do for 5 minutes, I'm going to watch my timer, is I want to use this opportunity. This is our last time that we're together, and I want you to write down those 3 sprouts. If you've been doing this every single week, you've been submitting those sprouts to me. I want you to think in terms of the entire class, right? You've been here for 4 weeks. We've been working together, in most cases, 2 days a week for 4 weeks. I want you to have this chance to celebrate your sprouts. There's some of you in the beginning of this class that you never even read a closing script, didn't even know what that was. Others of you had never even picked up the phone and made a single dial. And so some of you have moved really far in your professionalism with actually building your business like a business versus winging it and hoping things happen. So if you would like to step up and share your sprouts, please press number 1. And Shane, you go ahead and let me know who you got first.
All right. First up, we have Kimberly Bixby. Go ahead.
Thank you. And I got a warm market out of the blue off Facebook, and we talked and everything, took her through the whole process. She is setting up her marketing system next week and coming up with the money for the package. And then I talked with 6 out of 10 dials that I made today. I couldn't get through all of the dials because I was having so many conversations.
Nice. That's always nice whenever that happens. So you got a hold of 6 out of 10?
Yes.
That's amazing. For cold market?
Yes.
Wow. That's outrageous. Unheard of. 60% outrageous. Good job. Okay, who's next?
Thank you.
Next up, we have Joni Snaith. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi. My sprout is when somebody was sharing their sprouts, I think it was our second class, she said that she was a squirrel chaser no longer. And that stood out huge to me, and I just filled in the gaps of, you know, what I was no longer. And it really helped me to get over my excuses of not having the time to work my business the way that I need to. So I found all kinds of time magically to work my business. And I have 4 new reps in my business from doing this class.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Good job. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Carrie Boatner. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny. my sprouts were, number 1, I began to form people more deliberately. seeking what their signs were, and then also to determine what their language was, what their gem was, so I could speak to them in their gem. And as a result of that, I gained a lot of confidence just in wanting to know people better. That resulted in two Uber drivers that I met while I was at First Steps to Success. I had two appointments yesterday with them. Both of them committed to the business yesterday. I had one lady I met in the airport leaving First Steps to Success who signed up yesterday for products to become a customer. And I closed my husband after 1 year of me attending your events. I closed my husband to First Steps to Success in Washington, D.C. Those are my sprouts.
That's awesome. Good job.
So thank you. I appreciate you.
That third one is the biggest win ever.
That is my big win for the whole class.
Yeah. That's a big win for a whole year. That's just one of the hardest ones to convert. That's amazing. Good job, Gary. Who's next?
Thank you, ma'am.
Next up is Amy Peterson. Go ahead.
My sprouts for the class is I've made more dials than I've ever made at all. I've stuck to the script, and I've set my work time and set my kid time and set my family time and kind of separate.
Awesome. And have become more productive in each one of those areas?
I'm still working on the family production, but yes.
Okay. All right, who's next?
Next up is Janet.
Is the most important.
Janet Bloodsworth is next. Go ahead. Janet, your line is open.
Okay, who's next?
She was the last one we had up in the queue.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. That's perfect timing. That was just what we had. All right, so the first person that I would like to bring up rocked it last week, and that is Lena Palmer. I believe she's from the UK. Lena, please press number one and say hello.
I do not see Lena currently logged in.
Bummer. That's tragic. Okay. Next is Don Borzon.
All right, Don, your line is open.
Okay. Hello, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Stuffy, but good.
Okay. That's awesome. Hey, for some reason, my data is incomplete with your name. Can you give me a general idea of what brand you are representing? Don't give me the name, but, like, what is your product?
It's health and wellness.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay, so good job. 12 hours of work, 126 dials, 29 conversations, 15 people to a presentation, and 8 closes. Sound about right?
Yeah. Yep.
And you made about $700 last week.
I did, yes.
How did that feel?
Phenomenal. Actually,
that's awesome. That's a good week. Okay, so let's see what we can do to even help more of your conversions. Let's see if we can help some increase in that area. Now, so I noticed that you got 5 new customers and 3 people that you enrolled as an associate with your business plan. So of the 15 that you sent to a presentation, was this a group presentation? Tell me, did you send them to somewhere online? Were these live?
They were, some of them were recorded overviews, and then some of them were live overviews.
Okay, perfect. And when you say a live overview, is that in a group, you know, like you're face-to-face with a person, or you did it over the phone?
We do a lot of Zoom, so it's more
those
like
are so awesome.
Phone.
I love technology with that, man. That's so
I
amazing. The things I could have done if that technology existed. It's really awesome. Okay, I love the whole Zoom concept. It's beautiful. All right, so you just go ahead and take me through. Again, you got a 53% closing ratio, so this is awesome. So let's just see if we can step it up even better.
All right.
There's always room for growth, but that's a really high closing ratio that you have.
Okay. I've been back and forth with I did end up buying into some into some leads, did not have extremely good success from that. After last week's call, I overcome a little bit of my fear and got into more of my warm market. Because I was like, you know, I'll never, you know, your conversation with saying, why are you not offering what you have to the people that mm-hmm. you care about? So
yeah,
that is what truly hit me. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. That says it all. And I'm like, what, you know, I don't remember. I think it was Mike that you were talking to, but nonetheless, I was like, you know, because it was more of fear of what are they going to think of me, you know, and
mm-hmm.
because of, you know, so I did something for over 7 years and then I lost my passion for it and got into something else. And then, so that's mm-hmm. where I was, what do I say? How do I go about it? So.
And so you found the script to use for that, obviously, and had, 52% show up ratio, which is awesome. And you made $700, girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So awesome. Okay, so I'm proud of you for breaking that barrier. It's an important one to break. And this really should be a family business, you know, especially when you have
right.
a product that changes people's lives. It should be a family business. It should be a friend and a family business. So if you would invite people to your restaurant, you better invite them to your health products.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go ahead and whatever closing script is that you're using. So you're doing your Zoom presentation and or sending them to a fixed, already pre-recorded presentation. And by the way, cold market is something that takes a while to adapt the skill, and it's okay. Just because you're saying I didn't do well with it doesn't mean that you're done with it. And to be honest with you, warm market is so easy. And that was always my preference. And to work other people's warm market, which is even easier than your own warm market. Lukewarm market is even easier than warm. So that's when now you've gotten these 8 people started this last week. And then it's about continue to build that relationship through utilizing things like Instant Customer Goldmine, especially with a health product, and the Presentation Success System to get to those 3 new enrollees, their warm market. If you use that 3-meeting plan, you will never run out of leads, ever. It is a self-perpetuating lead driver.
Right.
Really powerful. So do you have Presentation Success System?
I do not have that, no.
Okay.
Presentation Success System?
Success System, yep. Instant Customer Goldmine. And Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. These are like gold for your business model.
Okay.
Just gold. Oh, they're so powerful.
Presentation Success and then Instant Customer Goldmine, and then what was the other one?
Expose, Involve, and Upgrade.
Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Those are perfect fits for now you have these people started. There's one more, I'm sorry, and it's called Insider Secrets. Because now you've got these 3 people started. Now what the hell do you do with them? Right?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, crap. They said yes. Now what do I do? So now, and again, and this is something really important for everyone to be learning here, especially if you're in the direct sales model, and not everybody here is in the direct sales model, but if you are, this really, really applies to you. Even if you're not, some of this does. Presentation Success System does, Instant Customer Goldmine applies to a non-direct sales business model. So does Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Insider Secrets would probably be the one that doesn't apply. As easily, let's say it's very specific for, but actually now that I think about it, it applies to my business model, which is a non-direct sales model. So I guess it would apply to real estate. It would apply to anyone with insurance. So basically here's what it is.
So with Insider Secrets, it's about discovering the kind of people that you have inside of your business, the customers as well as your reps. And so there's five different types that you're recruiting, five different types of customers, five different types of reps that you're recruiting, right? Just like in some of our brick and mortar business entrepreneurs that are on here, that's also five different types of employees. Lord have mercy. Gosh, there really is five. Oh, anyway, so with those five different types, if you don't understand what you're building, you're going to drive some of your best people out of your business because you don't understand why they're there. And these, when you listen to Insider Secrets, you're going to go, oh, that's Kim. Oh my gosh, that's Bob. And what you've been doing is telling Bob the wrong things because you think he's Kim and vice versa. And so when we don't know that there really is five different types of people in our business, we try to give everyone the same exact plan and motivate them the same exact way. And it only works for one of the five. So we end up blowing everybody else out. We end up losing three quarters of what we build because we don't understand who we're talking to. And all five have a function. All five of them have a function in your business. They all do. And if you know who they are, then you know. And so the Insider Secrets has a script for each one of them, what to say to them, what not to say to them. What's the path to keep those particular people on? And then how to upgrade some of them through that path and upgrading their commitment.
Okay.
So these four things are massively powerful for the back end of our business, the front and the back end. So, for example, presentation success, and that's the front end. That's when you're presenting and understanding the psychology, the setup before the presentation happens. There's a certain setup that has to happen beforehand that really preps those people correctly. And even with your Zoom calls, because it doesn't matter if it's a conference call, a Zoom call, a live and interactive presentation face-to-face, in a group, doesn't matter, but there's a psychology that goes along with it. Instant Customer Goldmine shows you how to create a funnel of customers and a funnel of referrals to where you've got business coming at you in lots of different directions. Insider Secrets, Expose, Evolve, and Upgrade is also part of the front end, and that's what to do when someone says no, what to do when you've got somebody, like, for example, inside of your sales organization that they just are not comfortable closing. They're not comfortable reading that script. They're not comfortable being more on the bolder side of helping someone to make a decision. So Expose, Evolve, and Upgrade is a safety net for all of those people. And that's going to be the vast majority of the people in your sales organization. The vast majority are not ever going to want to ask the closing question. So then what do you do with all that? How do you mine all of those leads? How do you eventually convert those leads into sales? So it's more of a slower, totally disarming, no pressure, anyone can do it closing process. And then Insider Secrets is more of your back end. You got them in. Now what the hell do I do with them?
Right.
So it kind of takes the guilt out, you know what I mean? Like where some people just choose not to go do something. They choose not to build. So it kind of takes the pressure and the guilt off of you when you understand who they are and what their function is.
Makes complete sense because sometimes it is difficult because there are people.
It is.
You know, sometimes I feel like I want it more for them than they want it for themselves in a way.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely clearly right. So I'm going to show you how to identify who's who so that you stop expecting an elephant to run like a cheetah, basically.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it takes the scales off your eyes. Okay. So let's see what we can do with your increasing your closing ratio. So let's just say that I just got off of your Zoom call, right?
Okay.
And so are you calling me right back or are you closing me right there in the Zoom call?
Okay. Usually I'm calling back. Sometimes I schedule them for the same night But then sometimes I schedule the next day, depending on how late that the call is. Because sometimes, you know, we base our calls off of Pacific Standard Time. I'm in Eastern Time, so sometimes it gets to be very late for us because the leaders are doing it in Pacific Time. So sometimes the calls aren't till 10 or 11, and then they're like, hey, let's discuss more of this tomorrow. So it varies whether it's that night or the next day.
Okay.
But it's always within a 24-hour period.
Good job. Good job. Let me ask you a question. Have you been tracking which is working better, or are they both working about the same?
Well, I've not necessarily been extremely tracking, but I found that I'm closing more people with, you know, like right after a call. And some of these Zoom calls that I have been closing better have been more not group Zoom calls. They're usually just with just a few people. Like I'll schedule one Zoom call with, you know, maybe two or three people. And then shortly after that, then I call them back. So it kind
okay,
of, you know,
I need you to answer the question. I need you to answer the question. You are doing both live and a recorded call, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what I asked is, are you tracking the live results versus the recorded results?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I am. Yes, I'm sorry. I misspoke
okay.
what you were saying.
I'm sorry if I misspoke.
No, that's okay. I'm closing more live calls.
Okay, so you're closing more lives, and are these the calls you're doing live?
No,
are you tracking those? Okay, so somebody else is
I
doing the presentation for you. Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
I don't do the calls. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you are clearly tracking the recorded calls. The recorded call is the same as the live call, is it not?
It's a recorded live call, yes. But, you know, like sometimes they're like, hey, I just want to do the call, you know, whenever I can. You know, or I'll do it when I get off work. So then I'll send them the recorded.
No, but hold on. If you treated the recorded call as though it was a live appointment, how do they know if it's not live? They don't know if it's live unless you tell them it's a recording.
Well, I'm telling them it's recorded, so
exactly.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, you're telling them it's recorded, so therefore they know it's recorded, therefore it's losing its sizzle of it being live. You don't have
gotcha.
To say either
okay.
way.
Okay?
There are thousands, if not millions, of people that use static calls, which is a recorded call, treating it as though it is live.
Okay.
And saying, okay, and that's the presentation. So, and so therefore you can book that presentation with two or three people any time of day.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Makes
sense.
And
treat it as though it is live. Don't say, okay, well, here's a recording. Go ahead and watch it whenever you can. No, that's nonsense. Treat it with the same urgency, with the same, appointment that needs to be met as though it was live, and then track your results.
Gotcha.
Because it would be better if you're booking it for the time zone that is best suits your client. If you're saying you're doing better for that live appointed call and then you're calling them right afterwards to close the deal, right? That you're more effective doing that than you are sending somebody a link and letting them watch it whenever they can. There's no urgency if you're letting them watch it whenever they can. They gotta watch it now. Or at the appointed time. So now you can schedule your live interactive, you can schedule your presentation or the appointment for them to get the information they requested so that, repeat their strengths, interests, goals, and needs. You can set that up for 7 p.m. It's at 7 p.m.
Yeah, makes sense. Very intelligent.
This is how, by the way, well, I don't know about that. But this is how the whole television radio world works in a lot of cases. In the vast majority. There's very few live shows anymore.
So it feels like it's live right now because I'm watching it at 7 o'clock. But it was recorded earlier. In fact, it was recorded months earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, awesome. So schedule it. Treat that Zoom call as though it is live. And you're just simply saying, 7 o'clock tonight is the time when we can get together to get you the information you requested so that needs, strengths, interests, and goals.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And then say, as soon as you're done getting the information, I'll have a few questions to ask you right afterwards, and we'll continue on in our interviewing process.
Okay. Awesome.
Boom. Yep. Now, you can get some sleep, you can close those deals, and they can get some sleep.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and while they're watching that call, you could be booking the 8 o'clock slot.
Yeah. You're right. Wow.
So you're literally you could have a 6, you could have a 7, or whatever time your dinner hour is, whatever time you want to end your work night. You can book a 6, you can book a 7, you can book a couple of people per each one. How long is the Zoom call?
The Zoom call is about 45 minutes.
Okay, there you go. So how many dials can you do in 45 minutes? And you know you have to be done with that. All right. You'll be done with that final dial on the 45th minute, and now you're calling to close for the next 15 to 20 minutes. And then here starts your next appointment for your next call. Now, the next appointment could be at 8:15 if you want to give yourself 30 minutes to close. Look at all that urgency. Bam, 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 bam. You're losing no time at all. And you're letting technology do the presenting. Yes, you're not wasting your time being on the presentation. But you're actually scheduling for the next hour.
So actually, the recorded overview is much more profitable. I mean,
yes.
Wow.
Because you can be prospecting while that thing is working for you.
Wow.
Mhm. So that turns 3 hours into 3 hours of making money.
Wow.
And tons of urgency.
That changes everything.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does.
Wow.
There's so much more fun you can actually have with what that is. I'm about to go crazy when I explain it. So this is what I'd be doing, right?
I'm thinking of all the people that I could get involved in this. Now,
yes.
You know, that I'm like, well, wait till we get it. You know, they're like, I want to see it live rather than recorded. You know?
And why do they want to see it live? Because you sold it to them.
Yep. Oh,
God. You created the objection all by yourself.
Oh, you'll see all kinds of things coming out of the next prospecting and closing class from me.
Okay, so let me tell you what I would be doing, too. I don't know what your marketing plan is. Is your marketing plan a binary or a matrix?
Binary.
Oh, girl. Oh, geez. Oh. That's one of my favorites. And here's why. Because this is what I would be doing in your setting. Oh, my gosh. Now my heart's starting to race. This is so exciting. Okay. So if I've got a Zoom call at 7 o'clock, right, and I got two or three people on that call, right, and so I get them started on it, bam, I'm on the other line. I am booking other appointments for my 8:15 Zoom call. Okay, so how many other people can I get booked? I can get two or three people in the next 45 minutes booked for the 8:15 easily. And or I can get one-to-one. I can take them to that call immediately and say, hey, listen, we got one starting right now. It's starting in 5 minutes. Let me go ahead and get you connected. Bam. Ta-da. Okay. So while I have people watching, now I'm booking. Now look, now I can say to the people at 8:15, right, that call is going to be done at 9 o'clock. I can say, I just want you to let you know, in the last hour, I just had three other individuals that I was interviewing for the company. And here's their response. And I would edify all three of those people. And I would say, Sarah is amazing. Sarah actually is a well-connected real estate agent in the area. She has a tremendously large center of influence. So I'm edifying my prospect that I had on that Zoom call. And I would say, you know, anybody that ends up with Sarah, linking arms with Sarah and having Sarah in their business is very blessed. Because I have to put Sarah, Bob, and Tim somewhere inside of the sales organization. And I'm not just going to give them to anybody. So as it is right now, I'm looking for a project that I'm going to be working with this week. And these guys are getting started. And I'm going to place them with somebody else. So I'm looking for who's going to step up to the top package. I'm looking for who's going to register for the next First Step Success in Washington, D.C., April 20th through the 22nd. Because I will not have any losers on the team. We don't want any failures. We want to help people succeed. I'm looking for who is going to make a six, who wants to make a six-figure income immediately. And so I'm building out a sales team tonight that's a plug and play. And I'm looking for who's going to be at the very top of that organization. The one who sets up the top packages, registers for First Steps and Steps, has the greatest shot at it. I will not make my decision until sometime at the end of the week. And that's going to be based on production and who is able to put the most amount of people in front of me before Friday.
Ooh.
Because in a binary, you have to put people under people, correct?
Correct, yep.
Don't ever give something to someone for nothing, ever. You have to make them work for it.
That I have learned.
Good job. So now what you have every night, now what you have every night is somebody to use as leverage for some other prospect. You also have to now, you build in this little organization right here, and now you're saying, okay, you have to plug them somewhere inside of your existing leg that's already there. And that's when you're making a phone call to those people saying, hey, listen, I just got so-and-so and so-and-so. You edify who those people are. You talk about how large the center of influence is. You talk about that they're excited. You, if they're going to First Steps, you tell them they're going to First Steps. I have to place them somewhere. I'm not just going to stick them anywhere. So if you bring me two people by noon tomorrow, you have the greatest shot. Just to let you know, I'm also calling Bob. I'm also calling John. You're the first one I've called. I'm going to give them the same exact opportunity. So it's a race. Whoever brings me two by noon tomorrow gets these people. Whoever brings you two new reps by noon tomorrow and registers your First Step, that can be your pitch. And or, hey, listen, you've got about 2,000 left in volume before you hit your next position. I'm not just going to place these guys anywhere. I'm going to place them with someone who's working, who's serious, who's registered for First Step, and who's going to hit that next position. So go ahead and cash out and get your next position now. You need $2,000 worth of volume. Bring me two people. Send me an email proof that you've registered for First Step, and you can have these three new people. That's called leverage.
Wow.
This is where you take one application, you turn it into 20 over within hours. There's a little gold mine inside of the pro membership, a nice little gold mine. I actually think it's in Six Figures in 6 Months, too, where I may talk about this. But there's a serious gold mine, and oh, my gosh, if my memory is going to serve me well, it'll be August and October, towards the end of August and October of 2005, where I do an hour call on each one of these. And it's called Building a Fire. And it's perfect for a matrix, stair-step breakaway, and a binary. I mean, perfect. We used it in a Unilevel, even, if you know what that is. I've used it in a Unilevel as well. It just builds a fire. It builds like crazy. But it is, like, perfectly made for binaries and matrices, where you can only have so many people wide, and you have to stack everybody underneath everybody. When that kind of a comp plan is not used right, it creates a socialistic environment which is a bunch of people entitled to get something for nothing, which is the worst business environment to work in. But if you use it right and you leverage it properly, now you've built workers instead of lottery ticket buyers.
Right.
You want to build a business of workers, not lottery winners. Or, you know, people wanting to win the lottery. Because that sucks. That's the worst environment. I could not handle working in that environment. That would drive me nuts.
Yes.
So I would look that up inside the pro membership. Inside the pro membership, October 2005, August 25th, maybe October 25th. They were at the very end of the month. I'm pretty sure it's from 2005. There might even be one there from 2004. But go back into those archives. If you type that into the Smarter Networker pro membership search bar, you'll find that call. But it's called Building a Fire, and it'll blow your mind. And just do what I say in there. I literally role play it out. You're going to hear the whole script.
Okay.
And this is also, and it's based on this. If you have a bunch of no's, you have a bunch of people that told you no, how to turn those no's into volume, into money. People who said, no, I don't have the money. I can't afford it. I need to talk to my spouse. All of those no's, you turn those no's. Well, the best I've ever done is I turned no's into $65,000 worth of sales volume. I made 11 grand. After 2 months of hearing no, collecting a whole bunch of no's, and then the last 2 days of the month, in fact, in an hour and a half, I turned no's into $35,000 in sales volume. That's seven people at a $5,000 package each. I was 19 years old when I did that. 19 years old, $5,000 buy-in. Seven people said yes. After those same exact seven people told me no 3 weeks before. So, again, that's in the pro membership of Smarter Networker.
Okay.
October 2005, August 2005, somewhere in there. If you can't find it, you could probably ask in the Super Friends group or you can call the office. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll be able to address it. It's really powerful.
I'll actually look it up tonight because, I mean, I'm
it's powerful.
Back into that for, you know, every day. So.
Good job. Okay, cool. So let's get your script out and let's see what we can pull together for you.
Okay. I use the script on page 22.
Perfect.
Of actually the regular Excellent. Script book.
That's great. It's a great script.
All right. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, did you get a chance? Actually, no. Wait a minute.
What did you like about the Zoom call?
Yeah, that's what, all right. So I was actually reading something completely different. Okay, so, all right, hold on. Let's restart this. I'm sorry. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Okay, good.
Great. Hey, did you get a chance to watch the Zoom with us?
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because you completely changed who you are when you started reading that script. Now, let me give you an example. So, like, right now, you've been having this great conversation with me, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you went to that script, let me show you what you sounded like. Hi, John. How's it going? Hey, are you going to do a chance to read that information yet? Like, girl, can you please be yourself?
Okay,
especially
yeah.
Your market, they know who you are.
Right.
So when you turn them to Chipper Chippendale, it's like, what are you doing? Just be yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Just be you.
Okay.
So, look, you don't even have to ask if they reviewed the information. You can go straight into and say, hey, what did you like about that call? What did you like about that Zoom call?
Okay, yep, all right.
Assume they saw it.
Gotcha, okay. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Great, hey, how'd you like that Zoom?
No, what did you like about what you saw? What did you like about what you saw?
What did you like about what you, okay.
Yeah, what did you like about what you saw on that Zoom call?
Okay. What did you like about what you saw on that Zoom call?
Oh, good job. Excellent, Don. That's awesome. I really like the health aspect.
Okay.
Yeah,
tell
I like
the health about that.
Well, you know, Dawn, we're getting older, and weird things are happening to my body
that I really don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I've always been really interested in health, and I've done a pretty good job of taking care of myself, but I'm always up on the, you know, learning about the newest, latest, and greatest stuff that's out there in that industry. So I thought it was really informative.
Great. Well, what did you like about what you, you know, saw with the newest and latest?
Okay, let's stop right here. You don't need to ask that question. What's the next question on the script, Dawn?
The next, and then it's talking about, you know, do you want to make a little lot?
No. Come on. Are you on the script or are you guessing right now?
No, I'm reading it right now. It just says
okay,
more
so
about
question
that.
Was, yeah. There you go.
Okay, let them go. Let them talk more about it. Okay.
Yes. Are you not asking that question?
I always know. You know, I'll ask. You know, like I was just asking you. So tell me what it is that you like about the newest and latest. So I'm always repeating what they're saying. So
why?
I basically.
What does the script say? I want you to read. I want you to read exactly what it says right there, and I want you to read everything in parentheses. Even go ahead. What does it say?
Tell me more about that. Let them sell themselves. Take notes here. You should already have some notes from your first phone call with them.
So just let them talk.
Okay.
What did you like about what you saw on that Zoom? Tell me more about that.
Okay.
Because when you say, tell me, when you say, okay, so what did you like about what you saw about the newest, latest, and greatest, you're not going to get necessarily my need. You're just going to get information out of me. But you're not going to get my why. To be honest with you, we're focusing, you see what I'm saying? You now are directing the conversation to the latest and greatest. Do you know why you asked me that question? I caught you, girl.
Yeah.
Do you know why you wanted me to tell you about the latest and greatest?
So I want to know what you liked most of, you know, what was new to you.
About that product. You're trying to sell me your product. Instead of finding really what my need is. You are focusing my attention to the feature of the call, the latest and greatest. Instead of what I'm really wanting to benefit from.
Okay.
So if we were to do this again, what did you like about what you saw? And I said, well, you know, Dawn, we are getting older. Come on, Dawn, what did I say?
You're getting older.
And?
You know, weird things are happening in my body. I've always been concerned about my health. I like the, I always like the newest and latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm. So which of those statements, exactly.
Tell me more about that, Danny.
Well, I have just the strangest things going on with my freaking body. And I don't like it. I don't like what the future looks like. And the things I've used, obviously, in the past have maybe helped me to get to where I'm at. But I'm probably in a stage where I've got to be looking at some new things. And I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the cloudiness in my head. I don't like what my skin is looking like right now. I don't like how I'm aging very, very fast. And I don't feel really confident about that at the moment. Okay, versus if I were to answer the other question, what did you like about what you saw with the latest and greatest, oh, now you're going to get me to talk about products versus my real emotional trigger that's going to make me buy $1,800 worth of stuff from you.
Okay.
People buy on emotion. They don't buy from the facts.
All right.
Okay. All right, so I just gave you a mouthful. So go ahead and go to number three.
Okay. So, well, Danny, well, and then, but you didn't say anything about money, so.
Does it matter? Does it matter that I didn't say anything about money?
Well, it doesn't matter.
You just showed me, you just, no. The fact that I think the product is great means that there's got to be a great money-making opportunity that goes along with it.
Okay.
You're assuming that if somebody likes the product and they don't want the business, that's not true. That's not true at all. You're assuming that because someone likes the product means that they don't want to make money. No, we will find that out when we ask this question.
Okay. All right. So that's where I steer away from, you know, the business part when they don't say, hey, well, because it talks about the product and the business. So that's where I
Does it say that? Does it say it anywhere in here? Does it say if they don't say anything about money,
nope.
Skip this section?
Nope. No. No. It does not.
Did you listen to the audios of the script book?
I do, yes.
And did it say anywhere in there that if they don't give you an answer that I like the idea of people making all that money? That if they
don't say that,
you see what happens when you think?
Yes.
When you think and you change the script, you leave money on the table. And you change less lives.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. All right. Well, you gave me a mouthful. And, okay, so. Okay, Danny. Do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot.
What for?
I would like, I'm working on a project right now that's a $5 million project of freeing 1,000 kids from the sex trade. And it's something I'm really, really passionate about. And I don't want it to take 10 years to get there.
Well, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to help those 1,000 kids, you know, from the sex trade and work on that project?
Girlfriend, keep going. What else can you say to me right there? With a product that will help your skin get tighter, help you feel better.
So that's where I go back to the product page. Okay.
Yeah! What did it say? What did it say in parentheses? What does it say? Come on, read what it says in parentheses.
Like, lift the needs, strength, goals, and that they just gave you. Yes. Yeah.
You know what's going on here? I don't know. Are you a part of any kind of religious faith at all?
I am, yes.
Okay. So you know how some people keep their religion, like, tucked in their pocket and they pull it out on Sunday only?
I do know those people, yes.
That's what's going on right here. They're like, products on this day. Business over here. Keep these things far apart from each other. They go together. God is supposed to be in everything that we do. Not just in our pocket on Sunday and we pull it out on Sunday. Your product is a part of your business. You present the full picture. If they say no to the business, you don't assume they're saying no until you ask question six. If they say no to the business, they're at least going to be a customer, at the very least. But you go for the business. You present the full deal. At the very least, they're going to be a customer. But if all you do is go after the customer, now you've got to sell them up. You have to upsell them from that point forward.
Oh, this is perfect. Oh.
Okay. So let's go back to it. Okay, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you? Go ahead. Click it up.
Okay, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to help you out with your $5 million project, to help you, you know, with those 1,000 kids in the sex trade? Where else do you think that you can go to help with your, you know, aging skin, you know, help you with the weird things that are going on in your body, give you good health?
It's going to take too long, and by then I'm even saggier and older and more wrinkled and less confident.
Right. Well, where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working very slow, you know, to help you with those kids? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
I obviously would want to make 2 times the amount of money.
Right. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled?
Okay, cool. All right, so let me just coach you right here, too. I would say, great, welcome aboard. I don't want you to get all excited right there.
Okay.
That's where you need the poker face that we talk about in 6 figures in 6 months. That's where it's duct tape and poker face. Where it's like, great, welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check? Like, you hear this all day long. Don't let it be that, oh, it's the first person ever to say yes!
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, great, welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check? Could you use a little bit of self-control on the excitement thing right there? Just a little.
Okay.
All right, so let me help you with question 5. Let me help you phrase it. You almost completely nailed it and knocked it out of the park, okay? So close. You're so, so close. All right, so it's okay, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to raise that $5 million and help those 1,000 suffering children out of the sex trade with a product that will help you to feel young again, help to tighten up your skin, help all those weird things that are knocking your confidence down, to help solve all of those issues? How long will it take you to be able to do both of those things? So it's with a product. Or
okay.
Using a product that. Or how long will it take you to be able to help those 1,000 kids get out of the sex trade? As well as solve the issue with the weird things going on in your body, your skin that is sagging and wrinkling and things that are just not feeling good and your confidence that seems to be on the floor. If you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you to achieve both of those things? So in this case, you don't have to even mention the product. You're just mentioning my problems. Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to work slowly towards your confidence being built and skin being tighter and feeling younger and healthier again and no more weird stuff going to your body and achieving that goal of $5 million to help those 1,000 kids? You want to work slow towards that, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same work and effort that the person who starts at the bottom does?
Okay.
So what you're leading with is the goal that they have. That's what you're leading with. Those are the benefits that the person is looking for. The features is the product. The benefits is what you got to put the weight on.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they can care less what the product is. If I can get the benefits I need, I'll pay anything today for it. I will find the money. I'll sell my refrigerator. I'll do anything. Please just get me out of this misery. Your job is to find the misery.
Perfect. Oh.
Okay. Awesome job, John.
That was awesome.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you. Okay, Shane, please give me Shonda Wright. Thank you, John. It's an awesome example to role play with you.
Shonda Wright, your line is open.
Hey,
hello.
Shonda. Hi.
Hi.
All right, girly. Let's see what we can do with you. You have 5 hours. You had 30 dials, 20 conversations, 12 people for a presentation, and 6 closes, $1,100 in income.
Yeah.
Awesome job. Amazing work. And what is your industry?
I sell radio advertising, business to business.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. And that's a part-time endeavor?
No, there's just other projects that I have to take on at the radio station outside of business development. So.
Okay, cool. All righty. Mm-hmm. So you had 12 presentations, 6 closes, 50% closing ratio. And what's the problem?
I'm not using a script.
Okay. Well, why is that a problem?
Duplication
is not the goal. Duplication is not the goal with radio advertising. It's just you, right?
Yeah.
But would they allow you to build a sales team of people who are selling radio advertising?
No.
Are you a part of a sales team that is selling radio advertising?
Yes.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
And would you ever want to manage a team of salespeople selling radio advertising?
Maybe.
It doesn't sound like you do. And that's okay. You don't have to say yes to that. That's a totally different beast. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'd rather lead from within the team than be the manager.
Okay. Yeah, that's a totally different life with doing that. Okay. And Shonda, before I get going on this, I want to ask you if you would be willing. I know your story. You have such a powerful story. You shared it on stage in San Diego. I'm so happy to learn that you are in radio sales. And I would love it if you would spend a couple minutes with somebody I know on our team, giving them some guidance on radio sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that would be amazing. All right, so Rachel Wallace is who I would love for you to reach out to.
I will make that note.
That would be awesome. Okay, so it says, in a business-to-business situation, radio sales, where I am an expert, I am the expert, is there anything you would change about the closing script? Duplication is not the goal in sales setting. It's more important to ensure that they trust your recommendation. Do you really think that that's what they're buying? Do you really think they're buying you as an expert?
No.
Then what do you think they're really buying?
The means to reaching their goal.
Really? So you actually don't matter.
Like at all. Yeah.
Not at all. The thing that you want to be this is what's going to double your sales. This is what's going to take you from 50 to 100%. Is that you become an expert in really finding out what they really, really want. Not the surface of things. Everybody wants sales, right? Why do people advertise on the radio?
Yeah, to increase sales, to make their competition jealous, or to give their staff a boost in morale are the, like, classic reasons.
Okay. Those are the classics. So here's what happens when we know what the classic reasons are. Could you imagine what happens when we know what the classic reasons are?
We look for those.
Exactly. And what you have found out is that it works 50% of the time.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the other 50%?
Procrastination or money. objections. It's usually they just...
No. You're not finding their need because you decided to put everybody in one of three boxes. You're actually not finding the need of the other 50.
Mm-hmm.
You're assuming you know what it is. And so you're selling them something they don't want.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're not the expert business developer giving them advice on where to put their business.
Mm-hmm.
You're the expert at finding out what really makes them tick. What they really, really want for their business. Who the ideal customer is for their business. How they will feel when they hear that advertisement. How do they feel when they get new customers? Are they looking for a better customer, a different customer? What are the biggest problems that they have in their business that their current advertising campaigns are not solving? Why did they start the company? What makes them tick about their business? What made them sacrifice it all and put their money into the business that they built? What's their vision for their business? Bring them back to the days of when they first got started. What makes them put up with all their employees every day? What makes them put up with the high taxes every day? What's their mission? Why do they exist? What sets them apart from everybody else? You get them talking about their very beginning days and why they started it, their greatest successes and their biggest challenges, you're going to raise your closing ratios to a 90%+. Quit putting everybody in one of three boxes. This is not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
This will also help them craft a better advertisement.
Absolutely.
And what sets them apart different than their competitors? So then how would I use that closing script? Well, I don't know. You tell me. Turn to page 22. See if it applies.
The first question, I started using that, and there's often situations where I'm closing with my boss in the room, and she told me to stop asking it. Like, matter what they like about it, what matters is that this is what we recommend based on what they told us to reach their goal. But
so that's after you gave them the presentation?
Yeah. So my presentations are customized for each person.
Exactly. So what did you like about what you just heard?
Okay.
Tell me more about that. So if your boss is in the room, what I would do is I'd meet your boss and say, hey, listen, I've been investing in some extra training because I just really want to get better and better for the station. And I'm wondering if you would allow me to practice some techniques that I'm using. I'm confident I will at least keep my 50% closing ratio, but I am shooting for a 70, 80, and above percent closing ratio. So I'm wondering if you would allow me to test some stuff out. If I end up losing it and my numbers go down, then so be it. I will continue to do what you tell me to do. But would you be open to me shooting for an 80 and above percent closing ratio? Give me a month to work it out. What do you think she's going to say?
I feel like she would just let me do it. Yeah.
Why? What does she want? She wants more sales, doesn't she?
Like, that's all she wants. Especially if it makes me happy. And if I'm happy and I'm closing more, yeah, that's all she wants.
Right? And the fact that she hears that you're studying and working hard to increase your ratios so you can make everybody more money inside the studio. or inside the radio station or the ad agency, whatever it is that you're looking for. So you have to appeal to what she wants.
Yes.
Okay? So if you just did a presentation, you customize it. Again, don't just assume that it's three categories. Like, you're really doing some searching.
Okay.
And you just presented to me what it is that I want.
Mm-hmm.
You want that prospect answering that question, what did you like about what you just saw?
Right.
Tell me more about that. So do you want to make a little or a lot? What for? Do these questions apply?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you, with your current method of business, how long will it take you to be able to repeat what they just said to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I would just go straight to, how long will it take you? Great. Welcome aboard. Turn the paper around. There's the contract. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to try it?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. So, Danny, what did you like best about what you saw?
I liked that we will be able to target the very specific person that we are looking for.
Tell me more about that.
I am really looking for that hardworking, frustrated, yet teachable person who is willing to do whatever it takes to change their life.
Awesome. So, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Girl, I told you we have a $5 million campaign of freeing 1,000 kids from the sex trade. We have to make a lot.
Yep, that's a lot. Okay, so with your current marketing campaign and your current strategy, how long will it take you to raise that $5 million and free those children?
5 years.
You ready? Ready to get that started?
You just gave me a question of a yes and no. So here's what I would say. Now, you just gave me an out right there. So here's what's going on too, is I don't want you interacting with me.
Okay.
You're coming across salesy when you do things like when you're giggling with me or you're saying, yeah, man, that is a big project. No, don't say that.
Okay.
Let them talk. You are smiling, looking directly in their eyes, asking the question.
Okay.
Okay. Let me show you. I'll show you the difference. All right. So let's turn it back around. Okay, so Shonda, what did you like about what you just saw?
I liked that there's a plan, that it's that there's all the pieces have been considered, and that we can really target the right customer, very specifically get that message across.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's one thing to have your brand out there, but if the right people don't know about you, then, we can't get the right customers. We're wasting our time with these people that are tire kickers or that, aren't really the people we love to work with and that we can do such a good job for. And so, it's when we can talk exactly to the right person, the person that we can help, then that would be really great.
Okay, Shonda, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, a lot, obviously.
What for?
Well, I really want to. I'm a part of a team that's raising money right now to free 1,000 children from the sex trade, and with percentage of all our profits, we put that towards that cause, and just knowing that those children need us is, that's what for.
So, Shonda, with your current marketing strategies, how long will it take you to be able to no longer deal with wasting time with the tire kickers? How long will it take you
to be able to really target the exact customer you're looking for with no longer wasting time with your messaging getting to the wrong people who do nothing with it, but working directly with the person that benefits the most from your brand. And that in turn resulting in a lot of money so you can help free 1,000 kids out of the sex trade.
I don't know. I don't know if we could. I mean, a while. Years for sure. I don't know how, though.
Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to work slowly towards those goals? Or do you want to have all-out massive action in targeting the right customer, hearing the right message, no longer inviting the tire kickers in so that you can raise that money for those kids?
Wow, the faster the better. We're ready when you are.
Awesome. Welcome aboard. Just need your autograph right there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Does that work? Does that work for what you do?
Yes.
Seamlessly.
Oh, good.
Seamlessly. Okay, now I want to bring it back through the other way. Okay, so let's do this real quick. All right, so Shonda, what did you like about what you saw?
I really loved the strategy and the fact that it wasn't as expensive as I thought, and that we've got a whole plan for the whole year.
Yeah, that it is really good. Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't always have time to think about or know what to do with my marketing. So having a whole plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and you're busy. You know, people are busy. Okay, so Shonda, do you want to pick a little something? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. So bad.
Isn't I get it. Rough?
Yeah. Yucky.
Isn't that just gross?
Yeah.
No need to bring yourself into that conversation. Make it all about them. And it's good to take notes when they're talking. It's honorable. It shows that you're paying attention to every detail, which means and shows that you'll take care of every detail in the execution of the radio ads. Your actions will speak louder than your words. And if I'm interrupting you and I'm interjecting, right? If I'm saying, oh, yeah, you know, you are really busy. Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. You're not listening. But if you're quiet, you've got eye contact, notepad and pen, and you're writing down what they're saying, this is showing diligence. This is showing you're paying attention to detail. Every business person wants that person. Oh, my gosh. I want that person. I want that person on my staff. And they will fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing what they're saying that matters most to them and repeating that right back to them. That means you heard what they said. That means they can count on you. And you don't have to say, hey, you can count on me. I'll make sure and do a good job for you. They already see that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you are talking to their subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
With your 93% nonverbal communication. So all six of those questions work for radio advertising. Even where do you see yourself getting started? Yeah, they do. Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to work slow from the bottom? Or do you want to work fast and be in a position where you can grow it twice as fast than if you're doing what you're doing right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It's perfect.
Yes. 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 Doesn't that take a little bit of pressure off? You don't have to be the expert.
Yeah.
You're a matchmaker is what you are. You're a matchmaker. You're directing them to where they can get what they want. That's a crazy amount of pressure to try to be somebody's expert. No thanks. Mm. I refuse to be somebody's expert. I dig to find what they want and help them, direct them to where they can get it. Help them uncover and discover how to get it. Here's another place, just in the forming process of what you're doing for radio sales, when you find out what that brand is and what they're carrying, show interest in that product. Tell them you want to use it. Say, you know, I can think of three or four people right now that actually could use your service. I'm going to make some phone calls and send some business your way. Frick. That's like so easy to do. And you think about all the contacts you have and being able to put people in front of each other. They, like you're talking to two brands that could work together. You know what I mean? You look at all the businesses that you're in front of every single week. Could some of those businesses benefit from each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, girlfriend.
Yep.
So you not only are helping them with their marketing, but you now are working on the side to bring them business and collaboration that can help benefit them. That just took you as a radio salesperson to an advocate for their brand and their business. Now, they don't want to cancel any radio ad with you because they still want you working for them even on the side with having the collaboration with other brands. You see what I'm saying? You're a full package deal. That's what sets you apart from everybody else that's on that sales team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm on the team.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So as soon as they're telling you and you're learning all about their brand, you're learning about their business model, that's when you say, first of all, before we get started in talking about what this is, I just have to tell you that I was compelled to talk to a few friends about what you have, and I'm impressed. And I want to use your service. I know some people that need to use your service. I even know some people that perhaps could benefit from collaborating with your service, that you might be able to tap into a large market of people that you don't have access to right now. So let's get started and let me show you what our marketing plan is. So. I personally really enjoyed getting to know how you started the business. I was really impressed and inspired by the risk that you took and the risk that you made into our city. The risk that you took in hiring people and providing jobs for people, you could have not chosen to do that. Gosh, man, whenever I talk to people like this, it gets me all excited. I want to get into radio sales now.
It's pretty fun.
I know. Especially when you're doing it from a professional standpoint like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a done deal. That's a done deal. Okay, girl.
That's it.
Thank you. You are welcome. I'm excited, and I know you will report your results to me.
Absolutely.
I know you will, and that's very exciting. Thank you so much. Okay, Shane, let's go ahead and add her with the rest of the team. And I'm going to I wanted to, first of all, ask you guys, if you would be willing to, I want you to understand how many people it took to actually put on this class. Our IT department was involved. Our marketing department was involved. Our client services department was involved. Our events team was involved. It was a huge amount of people that it took to be able to create this class. And then there were several people that are in this class that brought a lot of people, that you brought your sales organizations with you in this class.
there are some that are in this class that brought their sales organization to the noontime class. In fact, Dr. Mary Starr being one of them, that through her recommendation, there were many scores of people who ended up in that class. And as a direct result, and that was a private corporate class, there was 2,800 people that heard about a brand that they had not heard about before, and 1,700 presentations over this last month for that company, and $33,000 that was made for that company in the last 4 weeks because of the recommendation of Dr. Mary Starr, who's inside of this class right now. And so there was quite a collaboration of everything that had to come together to make this work. And then not to mention, hello, you did more dials than you'd ever done. You had learned more about your business model. You had raised up your commitment level. You had actually took action on things that maybe you had never taken action on before, just even as we heard with Dawn for the very first time, going, oh, my gosh, I should be talking to people that I love about what I'm doing. Why would I only offer this to strangers? So there's a lot of brand new actions that were taken as a direct result, $134,000 with this very small group of people that was made, less than 100 people that were involved in this class. That's a lot of, that's a tremendous amount of money that is now in the economy, or in people's bank accounts. Or if you're a First Step Success grad, you, use some of that to pay off debt. You use some of it for your fund budget. You use some of it maybe to, give to organizations like King's Ransom that is freeing 1,000 kids out of the sex trade. So some great things, if you're a First Steps grad, happened with that money, and some wise things that happened with $134,000, which is pretty awesome. There was a large team. It took a lot of people to be able to put this last four-week course on. And so I'm wondering if you would be willing, because we have this huge team here at our office that worked very hard. We really would love to hear from you. We want to make sure that we're always doing better moving forward. We don't want to ever want to stay the same. And the only way we can do that is if you help to give us some feedback. So you have a final homework assignment that's taking place that's going to, you're going to get in about 30 minutes from our email to your inbox. Please just fill it out immediately. As soon as you get it, fill it out. Be as honest as possible. And share your story with us. If you were able to grow in any way, we want to hear about the very areas that you grew in. And please don't discount any growth. Like, don't discount and say, well, you know, gosh, I didn't do as well as like Lena, who made $40,000 in 1 week. Yeah. Okay. Fine. No, you didn't. However, but if you made dials and you had never made dials before, that's huge. You're making one step at a time in the right direction. You're beginning the process of getting serious and beginning the process of you becoming a professional in your business. And what you need to also understand is that you're being prepared and you're being refined for the future. You've got something in your future that you're working towards. And you might be going through some major challenges, hitting some brick walls, totally frustrated, seems like nothing's working. You need to understand that there is something working. There is a process at work inside of you. Every brick wall that you hit, all the frustration, when it appears that nothing looks like it's going to turn into anything, you are walking through a process. And it's a process of increasing your value. If you were at the Dallas First Step Success this past weekend, you heard me talk about when I introduced gems. And that there's a refiner's process, right? That we got some chiseling, some cutting away of some old mindsets, some cutting away of some old habits that actually keep us stuck and keep us broke. And what comes out of it is higher value. Higher value. You see, there's higher value locked up inside of you. And it's courses like this that helps to discover that higher value that is inside of you. That then you can pull it out. And now start to profit from that higher value. Some of you in this class had outrageous, phenomenal results. Others of you didn't. Some of you had intangible results, meaning your confidence grew. You got stronger. Your eyes got to see things they had never seen before. Your head got a little clearer. You grew wiser in your business, and you gained greater understanding. And you were more focused this month than you probably have been ever. In a business. Others struggle, but if you still plowed ahead, you're one of the bigger winners in the class. Because if you plow ahead, even in struggle, that's the sign of a winner. The whiner is the one who folds in the struggle. But you plowed ahead. You still reported numbers, even if some of them were zeros. And just understand, that's just where you're at right now in your journey. There will come a day where you're turning over dials like it's nothing. There will come a day where you don't have the fear of picking up the phone or doing a presentation or asking to close. There also come a day where you are actually really teachable and you stop changing the script and you stop thinking the script does not apply to you, Shonda, which is awesome. So I want you to know that I personally, as your coach, I'm very proud of the work that we did together. I'm pleased with your results because together as an entire team, we helped the economy over the last 4 weeks. I believe that you're being built and developed to hit some outrageous goals and to do things that you don't even think are possible right now. But there will come a day where you will look back and go, dang, man, I didn't even think I was able to do that. Hans and I were talking just last night, in fact. I was having a tearful conversation with him coming off of First Steps to Success. You know, sometimes you can look at what you do or did and go, man, I should have done this, I should have done that. And there was a very powerful thing that came out of my husband's mouth that I want to pass on to you that I really don't ever, ever, ever want to forget. And what he said was, he says, you know what, honey? We were never supposed to succeed like this. We were just two dumb kids who grew up on welfare. We were just two dumb kids who grew up in an abusive home. We were never, ever, ever supposed to succeed like this. And you know what? He's right. He's right. So any success that we have even further is just nothing but gravy. Nothing but cream off the top. Because we really weren't born the life that we're living right now. All the odds were against us. And if all the odds have been against you, I promise you, you're going to reach levels of fulfillment, success, value, satisfaction, even glory that you can't even imagine right now. So don't look at where you're at. Look at where you're going. And if you can't see where you're going, do your best to pretend and to imagine the day. Imagine the day that your debt is gone, that you're financially free. Imagine the day. If you can't see it, just begin to pretend like you can. Begin to imagine that there will come a day where you're not struggling the way you are today, but that you'll be telling your own story of the struggles you once had. Just begin to pretend that the troubles of today are something of your past. You're going to have new challenges and troubles moving forward when you reach higher levels of success, and that's okay. You'll be prepared for them. You'll be ready for them. And those things will train you for what the next level is even after that. So, friend, you're being trained up, whether you realize it or not, to go farther and faster than anything you ever even thought was possible. So congratulations. Great job. I've enjoyed this month working with you. I have felt so pleased with who you are and what your results are. And I look forward to seeing you. Some of you who are going to be in Israel with us, I can't wait to have one-on-one conversations with you. It's a small group of us that are going. We've got 10 straight days together, so I'm going to get to know every single person that is on that trip, and I'm just tickled beyond tickled to be able to spend that one-on-one time. And then for the rest of you, I'll see you in Washington, D.C., April 20th through the 22nd, Creating a Dynasty in Orlando, Florida, in the middle of May. You decide to give us 1 year of your life. Pack people into that event that's taking place in D.C.
You're going to start to build leadership in you and the leaders, and those around you, including your kids and your coworkers. Let's build this thing. We have 100 million lives to touch by 2035. You're a part of that mission. You're a part of that vision. You're a part of that team. And you've been equipped over the last 4 weeks to really make a difference in people's lives. So I can't wait to see you in April, and or if I'll be walking on the same exact dirt that Jesus walked on here in the next couple of weeks. Either way, can't wait to hug your neck and see you and work with you again. And lastly, I want you to know that we're doing another prospecting and closing class in the month of April. I believe it starts somewhere around April 10th. And there's open registration for that right now. Obviously, that's going to be limited to the amount of we only have so many people that we're allowing into that class. So let this not be where we are done with each other. You've got your MP3s from this class. I want you to keep listening to them every week. Why don't you treat the next 4 weeks until the next class starts? Treat it as though you're still reporting numbers to me. Treat it as though we're still having class every single week, listening to the MP3s every single day of the prospecting and the closing. Turning in numbers so that you're holding yourself accountable. You can even come to the Facebook page and say, okay, Danny, here's my weekly numbers. Here's my dials. Here's my presentations. Here's my closes. This is how much I made. So just go ahead and report to me on Facebook. I'll see it. I check it. So so will our team. Our team will see it as well. So even if those numbers suck, I want you to report them. I want you to feel the exhilaration of accountability on a weekly basis. Don't stop. Don't let us stop here. Let's keep pushing ahead until we're together live again starting in April. All right, so let's open up the line, Shane, if we can. I want to say goodnight, everybody, and God bless you. Goodnight, everybody. God bless.
Goodnight. Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Goodnight.
Goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight.